The Australian Electoral Commission is on the defensive after a damning audit of how it handled the 2016 election. The Audit Office says the Electoral Commission tried to cover up security risks and it didn't get value for money from contractors. Lexi Metherill reports.
The Electoral Commission says it handled the introduction of optional preferential voting at the 2016 election successfully and securely, but the Audit Office casts doubt on that assessment. Stilgarian is a technology writer.
The AEC says, well, there were no problems with this particular election, and perhaps there weren't, but that's really more by accident than design. On this occasion, the aircraft didn't crash.
With the election fast approaching in early 2016, the AEC paid $27 million to a contractor to design a system to scan and count votes on the metre-long Senate ballot papers. But it wasn't reliable enough, so the 14.4 million papers were also manually entered. The Audit Office estimates that cost the AEC between $6.6 to $8.6 million. Stilgarian says a tight timeframe is no excuse.
It's the AEC's job to be across all of these things. Australian governments have spoken about Senate electoral reform for years. Why didn't the AEC have some sort of contingency plan to be able to make those changes to the really that adding up process relatively quickly?
The audit shows the Commission didn't follow all of the Australian Government IT security framework measures or know what measures were in place or adhered to. The Audit Office also says the Commission wasn't upfront about that.
The wording used in some of the internal records and published materials would generate confidence in the security of the system, whereas the underlying assessments indicated significant risk.
The Electoral Commission has agreed with the Audit Office's four recommendations to improve procurement and security, but it defends its handling of the election.
The AEC, 12 weeks out from the 2016 election and in response to Parliament's passing of new Senate voting arrangements, the biggest changes in more than 30 years, developed successful and secure arrangements to ensure that more than 14 million Australian voters had their say and voted in the 2016 federal election. The AEC stands by what was achieved.
Stilgarian says the AEC's failures indicate a broader problem.
This is a systematic failure of governance of IT projects, and it goes back for years. It really does need a complete cultural change in how the government handles IT projects. And I honestly wonder whether either of the major parties have got the guts to do that.
Technology writer Stilgarian ending Lexi Metherill's report.